This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When it comes to products, clothes, shoes, home goods, pretty much anything, there is no shortage of celebrity endorsements. Hello, Foreman Grill. But this month, pop superstar Rihanna added her name to the world of makeup with Fenty Beauty. And its foundation comes in 40 shades. Women of color have been singing Rihanna's praises. Here's Ashley Weatherford, a senior beauty editor at New York Magazine's The Cut.
She has this, like, widespread reach. So that's one thing. But also, I think she has this appeal to, you know, sort of get people energized about beauty. And not only that, but the makeup is good. And it's a lot of makeup, too.
So why is Fenty such a game changer? Our producer, Peter Ballinan Rosen, went to find out.
Okay, first, a disclaimer. I don't know, like, anything about makeup.
So what is this stuff?
Liquid foundation.
And what is this?
So that one is a highlighter. You're like, what is that? You seem confused.
Well, that's because I was.
Okay, and wait, I think I know what this one is. Is this blush?
No, it's not.
I thought that was what we used when I was in plays in high school.
No, it is not.
Luckily, I had some help figuring out these little tubes and cases.
So my name is Etzel Eklison, and I'm a New York-based makeup artist.
She works in TV. We meet up at a store so she can show me the latest craze.
So this is the Fenty Foundation, which is actually by Rihanna.
Okay, in case you've been living under a rock, we're talking about this Rihanna. Bad Girl Riri, pop star extraordinaire Rihanna, born Robin Fenty. And this makeup line that carries her last name, it comes in 40 shades, which is a big deal. Eccleston says it's hard for black and brown women to find makeup that looks good and doesn't break the bank.
What do you usually wear? You usually wear more of a liquid or the cream one?
I typically actually do a cream.
With brushes and makeup in hand, Eccleston gets to work putting Fenty foundation on a friend.
So if you look directly into her face and into her chest area, it's one color. Usually what you would have to do, two or three colors.
Basically buying two or three products at, say, the drugstore and mixing them to get the right skin tone.
Then it gets really expensive.
Fenty's 40 shades of foundation cost $34 a pop. It's more expensive than those drugstore brands, but cheaper than other high-end options. And it has products in colors black and brown women can't find elsewhere.
As a woman of color, you tend to always have that issue.
Bamike Ogunrinu is Eccleston's friend who's getting her makeup done.
It's nice to have a line that came out specifically, not to just cater to people who have deeper skin tones, but everyone. It just keeps selling out, though.
It's a hot product. Fenty sells out online. At Sephora, shelves sit empty. And when stores do get some in, crowds mob the display.
The frenzy was real.
And it still is. Which begs the question, what do people see in this stuff? Eccleston, the makeup artist, says a lot is in the messaging.
Because of the fact that it is Rihanna, this is going to be amazing.
Or simply that it's for them. Fenty's marketing's all about inclusion. Diversity isn't an add-on. It's the soul of the product. Or at least that's what the online ads for the 40 shades seem to say.
She has everybody within that ad. She killed it in that ad. She had Muslim women. She had African-American women. She had Caucasian women.
But for Riri to stay on top, she needs, well, I'll let her tell you.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
That's right, brand loyalty. Outside the store, Eccleston thinks she'll have it.
Sephora better hurry up and get a lot of this in stock because coming Christmas time, I could only imagine how it's going to be crazy.
Fenty will have products like eyeshadow and mascara then. Eccleston hopes other brands see Fenty's success and make makeup for women of color more accessible. The fact that it wasn't till now, she says, sent a message to people.
Not only was it hopeless, but they felt that somebody couldn't relate to them.
Now she says it's less hopeless. And she, well, loves that. For Marketplace Weekend, I'm Peter Ballinan-Rosen.